Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on! Oh.
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
B-O-L-D goal!
This is Triple M's Summer Session.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for all the great feedback we are getting about the Summer Session. It's a show about the NRL across the summer. We'll try and do this every year now because it's fantastic. We do it thanks to our mates at Brighton's Lawyers. They love the rugby league. Maroon and James Triceps Hooper. We're going to speak to Chad Townsend shortly, Hoops, about his beer. He makes his own beer. I used to brew my own beer when I was living in Corrimal. To brew my own beer. I did something wrong once and a fungus grew in it and I made a couple of people sick. We still drank it, but after that I knocked it on the head.
How long did you brew your own for?
Oh, look, I did it, like, you know when you're young and your kids are young, you're trying to save up to buy a house. I was just trying to save a bit of money, but after I made everyone sick and three people ended up in Bulleye Hospital, I said, I might knock that on the head.
Yeah, well, Chad Townsend's, apparently it's a terrific drop. I haven't sampled it yet, but we spoke to Aaron Woods about it last week. We'll speak to Chad about it today. Cronulla Beer Co. It's called. Yeah. Apparently yours was Waterloo White Ant Co.
Well, the good
didn't
thing
take
about
off. Yeah,
mine was good because you could just open the boot of a Holden, pull it straight out on a summer's day,
yep.
And as warm as it was, it still tasted absolutely beautiful.
You just get the funnel out, would you?
Funnel all the debris away, and you know. One too many and ten's not enough, as they say. So we'll speak to Chad Townsend about that. Our club in review this hour will be the Newcastle Knights. Now, they've got to have a big year.
Yeah, they are due, aren't they? They performed last season admirably, considering all the injuries. But I tell you what, there's been some talking points off the field over the summer. Recruited well, like Tyson Frizzell, representative player and damn good seasoned professional. I'd say he'll be in the mix to be the skipper up there because Mitchell Pearce has obviously relinquished that role. But yeah, look, the Knights, Adam O'Brien, damn good job in his debut season as an NRL head coach. That's the first time that he's been in charge of a football side in his coaching career, and damn good performance. So, yep, there'll be expectations again that they can do it again this year, Anthony.
Coming up next, we are going to have a little bit of fun with the award-winning segment, I Call BS, here as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
This is Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. Very shortly, we're going to speak a little bit about beer with the one and only Chad Townsend. But right now, it is time for the big stuff. It's time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Yeah, we just let them off the chain now, and if they've got something they want to call BS on, doesn't matter how big or small, doesn't matter if it's footy or not, but we're calling BS today. We're going to get straight out of dummy half and throw it over to you, Hoops. What are you calling BS on?
I'm calling BS on Cricket Australia and this malarkey stance that they've taken about Australia Day and the fact that we're no longer allowed to celebrate Australia Day and the fact that we need to reference it only as January 26. And look, it's always dangerous when you try and mix politics and sport. And I think that it's out of control the way that they have decided that they want to try and open this conversation up at this time of the year. Of course, it's a motive. Of course, it makes people divided and have extremely strong and differences of opinion. But I just think we're the luckiest country in the world. This is the greatest country in the world. That doesn't mean that we don't have an intricate understanding of the history of this country.
Yes.
And what all of that means. That does not mean that we do not pay respects every single day to Aboriginal people, Aboriginal culture. It is the oldest living culture in the world, and it needs to be paid the respect that it deserves. But to suggest that we should call Australia Day off and not be able to celebrate everything great about this country, it just lends itself to the fact that these PC whack jobs, right, that are all over this cancel culture. They've got to hate everything. They've got to narc about everything. Mm-hmm. Jacinta Price wrote a terrific column in the Daily Telegraph yesterday where she pointed out how there are already so many days. Like, we pay respect every day to Aboriginal culture in Australia. How many times do we see a sporting event and there's a welcome to country?
Oh, every event I do.
Correct. So there are so many elements of society now where we pay Aboriginal culture the respect that it deserves. But I don't think that means that we can just ignore our history and not celebrate everything great about this country and everything that is good about it.
Absolutely. So this is all stemmed from Cricket Australia wanting to call the Australia Day game just the 26th of January match sort of thing.
Correct. Well, yeah. They put an edict out where they said, okay, we're not saying you have to. So they're, for starters, they should give themselves a couple of uppercuts because predictably, and this is typical PC, go woke, go broke style of a stance, right? They sit on the fence. Oh, we're not saying you have to do it, but if you want to and if you choose to, then you don't have to call it the Australia Day Big Bash. Instead, you can call it the January 26 Big Bash. Now, it's already caused division, right? Rather than, we should all be pulling together.
We should all be
trying to be on the same page, being respectful of the history of this country and the fact that, yes, Aboriginal people were done absolutely wrong by it, right? But we can't change that now.
No.
Yet, what Cricket Australia have done is divide. And they've said, you don't have to do it, but you can do it if you choose to. Now, the Melbourne Stars have since come out and said, well, no, we'll be referencing the game as the Australia Day game, as always, because we want to celebrate everything great about this country and about its history. Yet, then you've got the Sydney Sixers that are going, oh, no, okay, no, we'll fall in line with Cricket Australia and the suggestion from their people and culture department, and we will call it January 26. So look, it's a really polarizing debate, but my point and why I'm calling BS on it is because I just feel as though sport and politics is a really dangerous game. And we saw Todd Greenberg, the ex-NRL CEO, get caught out here where too often there was a view that he was trying to politicize and make all these political statements about what the game of rugby league stood for. And it's tremendous. Like rugby league, if you want to talk about the history of rugby league had the first Aboriginal Australian test captain in Arthur Beetson back in the 1970s. So rugby league is one of the most inclusive sports on the planet. Yet, you know, when Todd Greenberg was in charge, he wanted to put statements out about climate change and things like this during bushfires. And I think other people, thankfully, who were in charge and had hold of the wheel at the time said, no, we're not getting involved in this. Our job is to run the game, run the sport, grow the game. And that's what Cricket Australia should be focusing on. A point that Jacinta Price made yesterday, and we should point out, you know, she's a proud Aboriginal Australian. I believe she's also the Deputy Mayor of Alice Springs. And she pointed out yesterday that there are 11 official days on the calendar and a whole entire week where we pay respect and recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians. So we've got NAIDOC Week, right? Every time I hear the anthem at the school where my kids attend, there's Aboriginal music that begins the piece, and there's always an acknowledgement of welcome to country. So I just get the feeling that some of these cancel culture, PC brigade people, they're not necessarily living in the real world. Like there's a whole heap of challenges also attached to the Aboriginal culture in the remote communities that, as Jacinta Price pointed out in the Telegraph, they need to be addressed equally as much as what this debate about Australia Day and changing the date does.
But the other thing is too, Hoops, I only watch rugby league. I've said that openly and honestly. I never watch any other sport. But as I think about it now, we have had countless upon, I know it's not a rugby league cricket thing, but Indigenous superstars, we have had countless amount, as have rugby, as have AFL. I can't think of too many Indigenous Australian cricketers.
There's actually only been one Indigenous player throughout the history of cricket in Australia, Dizzy Gillespie, Jason Gillespie. So I think there's 400 plus people who have been lucky enough to win a baggy green cap. And one of your mentors and your favourite broadcasters, Ray Hadley, pointed this out yesterday, that perhaps Cricket Australia should focus more on developing more Aboriginal Australians that can represent Australia in playing the game of cricket rather than concerning themselves with this debate about the date.
Yes, well, as the great Warren Ryan once said, Hoops, people are determined to be offended.
He was a good man, the Wok.
Can I call BS on this just quickly? I don't want to gibber on like you just did and go on and lose my lollies and go, need a cold shower. But Cameron Smith, he's played 430 NRL games. We love him to absolute death. He's played 42 Queensland Origin games, which, if you look at stats, that's more than the average NRL player plays games. 430 NRL games, 42 Origin, 56 for Australia. And Cameron Smith, God love him, but don't we need an answer? We all buy into the game of rugby league. We work in the game of rugby league. I'm a paid member of a rugby league club. I pay my Fox fee so I can watch rugby league. Don't we all deserve to know what this bloke is going? Is he that important that he doesn't have to tell us what he's going to do with his future?
He's got you, Anthony.
Well, I mean,
this is
honestly,
what he, this is what he loves. This is what he delights in. He's got you. This is all part of the theatre. Mm.
But there's a whole, all these dominoes.
No, it does. You're right. Look, I understand. I've said, you know, for a number of months now, so I'm not going to go blue in the face about Cam Smith anymore. And I actually think, part of me thinks that the competitor in Cameron enjoys all of this theatre and theatrics and debate and talk back and everything else that goes on about his future and what's he going to do? Is he going to play on? Isn't he going to play on? Is it the Gold Coast Titans? Is it the Melbourne Storm? Here's one for you. So his locker down with the Melbourne Storm is still in place. There's still a pair of boots in it.
Right.
And in the dressing room, nobody's allowed to touch it and it's still got his number on it.
Wow.
So look, they may well leave that there anyway, given his contribution to the game and everything that he's done for that club. But certainly in terms of a popularity contest, he's a polarising figure, Cameron.
It's not like me in 2008 when I went into the boss's office here and said, I don't know if I'll go on into 2009. And you know he gave me the cab voucher and said, get yourself down to Vega 95.3.
He opened the top drawer. He said, do you want one or two? And you said, what years? And he said, no cab charge.
We'll take a break and come back with Chad Townsend. It's a summer session. Thanks to Brighton's as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M's summer session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's summer session. It's a rugby league show all about the sport that never sleeps, NRL, with Maroon and James Triceps Hooper. A special guest joins us on the show now. From the Shark, he's a bloke that's fast approaching 200 games in the NRL. And good to finally get him on. He's a beer brewer these days, as well as being a rugby league player. Chad Townsend, welcome to the summer session.
Thanks for having us, lads. Good to be here.
The hard-hitting question first here, Chad. Now that you're brewing your own beer, are you going to become one of these wombats that grows one of those big beards? Like, what do they call those guys? A hipster?
Yeah. No chance at the moment. Nah, no hipster. But, yeah, you know, started a little side project about just over 12 months ago, at the end of 2019, with a few mates of mine down here in the Shire. We decided to start a local craft beer company, and you know, we've been going really well, and I appreciate Hoops's article last week, which was awesome. But you know, it's been a lot of fun. We did a lot of work throughout COVID in the bubble during the year, and had a lot of, you know, things on Zoom, I'm pretty sure, as we all did. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun,
mate. In the People's Republic of Little Bay, they've got one question: is this beer available in a long neck?
Nah, no long necks just at the moment. We're strictly in cans at the moment, just in cans, cases. But hey, you never know. Maybe we'll see one day.
Maroon was telling a story earlier, Chad, where he tried brewing his own beer many years ago when he lived down in Wollongong. The only trouble was he nearly took both his eyebrows off in the process of trying to put it all together. Have you got any advice for
it? Yeah, Hoops, it is quite an art, actually. It's probably something I didn't really know too much about until I sort of got into this project with the boys. And brewing the actual beer is not actually my part of the business. Tim, my business partner and our head brewer, does a fantastic job with that. And he's pretty much started from just brewing beers in his garage at home as well. So, you know, the things I've learned is that beer, you know, it takes around 2 to 3 weeks to brew and go through the whole process. But, you know, like I said, it's been a lot of fun to put my spare time into growing a business away from football.
Mate, you've done well. It's going gangbusters. And I mean, Sharkies fans are obviously a passionate bunch. And down there in the Shire, how did you manage to get it on tap at so many venues?
Yeah, look, it's probably been something that we've been super grateful for, especially, you know, early on. I think that the biggest thing we wanted to push was that we were just five local guys from the Sutherland Shire starting a local business. You know, I think it's trending that, you know, it's good to support small local business now, and we've had great support from from many pubs and clubs, restaurants, but especially the Feros Group, who own a number of really high-level pubs in the area, who have put us on tap. And those guys have really supported us from the start. So, like I said, very thankful and, really want to continue those partnerships.
Yeah, well, congratulations. And to all the listeners out there, if you haven't already tried it, Cronulla Beer Co. It's a pale ale brewed by Chad Townsend and a group of his mates. And good on you for having a crack at a small business venture. Now, let's talk a little bit of footy. What's going on down there in the Shire? We're here and Matt Moylan has been setting the training paddock alight. He hasn't missed a session and he looks likely to be playing in the halves alongside yourself, Chad.
Yeah, you're 100% right there, Hoops. He's had a fantastic preseason, Moisa. He's due for a big year. I think by his own admission, he's been pretty disappointed with his last few seasons, and he's really knuckled down. This preseason, he came back early, he trained all off season, he got his body right, and as you said, he hasn't missed a session. He's been training excellent. He's got his body back into shape where he needs to be. And people can only look back to 2018 when we saw Matt Moylan have an incredible season. And that was a season where we made the grand final qualifier, lost to Melbourne. So, we want Moisa to come in and play with confidence. And I think, the first thing he needed to do was get his body right. And he's done that. And now it's just about, moving forward with the football and then getting it out on the paddock.
Chad, we've spoken about this a couple of times now. The fact that you blokes, you haven't recruited big time in the off season, but you've re-signed a number of quality young players.
Yeah, 100% Maroon. Look, we haven't got too many new faces around the club at the moment. Our probably most notable is our veteran front rower, Aiden Tolman, who's come in and done a tremendous job. But, as you mentioned, we found some absolute gems last year and last preseason. We had guys like Sifa Talakai and Royce Hunt, who were on train and trial deals last preseason, come in and really earn their spot in the NRL. And obviously now that those guys have been upgraded, we've got some other young kids who are, in their second and third year of first grade. So, we're looking for those guys to make the step up into, regular first graders. And, hopefully we can go a little bit better than we did last year in bundling out in week one against the Raiders.
Triple M Summer Session. Yeah, we are speaking to Chad Townsend from the Sharkies and the Cronulla Brewing Company. He will stay with us. We'll talk more as Triple M rocks the footy with the Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. It's Maroon. It's Hoops. And we're speaking to the Sharkies, Chad Townsend. Hoops.
What about Toby Rudolph? He's a bit of a character, this bloke. I'm told that he knows the difference between light and shade at training, and he knows when to have a good time and when to hit the accelerator. What's he like around the group?
Yeah, you got to get him on, lads. You'll love him. But he's one of a kind, Toby Rudolph. He's someone who can really raise the energy all the time. He loves a good time, loves training, loves hanging out with the boys, really just built for being around a footy club, and he definitely makes our team better. And he had an exceptional year last year in his first full year of first grade, and I think that he's a little bit older and a mature front rower, and I think he's only going to get better.
Okay, and your halves partner from last year is one of your best players, Sean Johnson. What's the time frame like on him? He's obviously recovering from that Achilles injury.
Yeah, look, he's still deep in his rehab at the moment. He's hasn't come out of the gym yet. He's still doing a lot of his conditioning inside in the room, and then all of his rehab in the gym. So I think they're aiming for around mid-year. I think around 12 or 13. But one thing I think with those Achilles injuries and having had that conversation with Shawnee, that he doesn't want to rush it. He wants to make sure that he does everything right and gives himself the best chance to come back 100%. So he'll get all the time he needs.
Chad, I feel like you look at the last couple of years, you blokes, you finished in the bottom end of the eight, but the season certainly last year wasn't without its struggles with injury and whatnot. And I feel when I say that sometimes Bomber Morris is put under a little bit of undue pressure. You hear that if it doesn't all pan out this year, he might be looking for another job. I think that's a little bit unfair on a coach to go into a season with that sort of pressure.
Yeah, look, I think it is for sure, Maroon. I think, when you look back at some of the adversities that Bomber's faced over the last two seasons, it's been challenge after challenge, and he's come into a team that he didn't bring together, and he's also had to face some salary cap penalties as well that wasn't his doing as well. So he's done his best I feel in his first two seasons as head coach. We've made the finals both seasons, and while we've finished seventh and eighth, I think it's unfair to sort of paint the torch on him. I think he's doing a really good job, and he's definitely got my support,
mate.
We had Aaron Woods on last week, Chad, and we asked him about the Cronulla Beer Co. And he was blowing up. I mean, honestly, he's got more folding than most of the Shire put together, but he was blowing up about the price of a carton. He reckons it's too much.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me, Woodsy. The front rowers, all they do is whinge. I might have to get into him. But, look, it's craft beer, Hoops. It's not a lager, so a little bit more expensive and a little bit stronger too. 5% alcohol, 1.5 standard drink. So you don't need many to have a good time.
Righto, beautiful, mate. Can't wait to sample one.
Good on you, Chad.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Chad Townsend joining us on the summer session here at Triple M. Mate, can I ask you, Hoops, now that Chad's gone, are you going to drop any more hints that you want a free box of Chad's beer?
No, I'm not, mate. I'm unlike you, Anthony. I'm not repeatedly and constantly. I don't spend my life soliciting for free things. So I genuinely, when I heard the story about Chad brewing his own beer and the fact that it was a bunch of mates from the Shire and they'd got together and that they'd managed to soldier through all the challenges of coronavirus and the pandemic and get this small business off the ground. And then when I spoke to him and he told me that, you know, their end goal is that they want to try and kick their own little brewery off down there in the Shire and have a tasting room. I thought, well, what a great story. Like for a footy player, he's got a lot of challenges on his plate week to week playing for the Sharkies. And then in his spare time, he's got a young family and he's also doing that on the side as well. Good on him.
He's a Fairdingham hero.
He deserves a rap. Unlike you, Anthony, no, I haven't got the handout. I'm not looking for a freebie.
Well, I think you might be, Hoops, but we'll leave it there. Bye-bye. Thanks to our friends at Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848. You've had to call on their services many times in the last 15 years.
Oh, Lee Hadjipantelis, wonderful gentleman. He's helped me out several times over the course of my life and career, and to Vicky as well, also a lovely lady who works at Bryden's and runs the ship there. Good people, and if you've got an issue, give them a shout. They will protect, and succeed.
Does it have to be a legal issue? Could it be an issue in your lovemaking, an issue with your love life, an issue at work? Does it have to be a legal issue when you say that?
No, well, I would have thought that they specialise. Mm-hmm. They're a legal firm, Anthony, so I'm not sure why you've felt the need to go down that road, but at times you can be a little bit offbeat.
Right.
No, I've always only spoken to Lee specifically if I've had legal issues on my hands.
And you've had quite a few over the years.
I have, Anthony, unlike yourself, who's triple figures.
Let's take a break and we'll come back with more Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session, rugby league show all about what goes on across the summer. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, Maroon and Hoops in the chair for this one. And look, we like to do a club in review. We've done Cronulla. We are now going to do the Newcastle Knights. They, of course, made the finals in 2020, finished seventh. In that final, they took a 14-0 lead against the Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs caught them and knocked them out of the competition. But all in all, they are another team that had a lot of injuries. But I think, Hoops, fair to say that their fans should expect more from the Knights in 2021.
I think they'll be a damn competitive side. I think they should make September football again and feature in the finals. They're going to miss Kalen Ponga at the start of the year, which is a significant out. Blake Green, they've also brought him back to the club. He obviously had a little cameo there, did his ACL, signed with the Bulldogs and was set to go there. But then when he sustained the knee injury, they decided that they would go in a different direction. As a result, he's going to land back in Newcastle. Once he's back on the field, I think that's a decent development in terms of Blake and Mitchell Pearce steering the side around. Tyson Frizzell's a damn good buy. Jaden Brayley missed most of last year as a result of a nasty injury as well. He's a good young emerging dummy half. So all in all, I think that they should be competitive. And that they can absolutely make the finals.
Number of players, particularly around that number nine area of the field, missed lots of footy last year because of injury. The big signing is Tyson Frizzell. Yep. Before I get to Tyson Frizzell, I want to ask you an honest opinion of where you think this whole Mitchell Pearce debacle leaves them.
Yeah, it's a good, very good question.
Because if I have it right, Hoops, the texting all went on, but whoever the chap was who was the other half of the female involved is quite close to other members of the team.
Yeah, look, let me say from the outset, right, I'm a big fan of Junior Pierce, Mitchell Pierce, right? I've been friends with Mitchell and his family for many years now, and I've got a lot of time for Junior Pierce. Look, no question this has absolutely rattled them over the course of the off season, and there will have been a hell of a lot of conversations and a hell of a lot of oxygen spent on whatever did happen, didn't happen, and all the other fallouts out of that scenario. We know that Mitchell's wedding ultimately was called off. I think a lot of rugby league people who were due to attend already were booked to go to Byron Bay anyway. So because it was so close to the date, irrespective, they still went. So a lot of people still ended up heading up north. But what will it do to the Newcastle club? Look, they've spent the last week in Tamworth, and I think the fact that Mitchell decided he was going to step down as captain, my mail is, and as much as Adam O'Brien said that publicly he didn't push Mitchell to step down, my mail is that Mitchell was going to have the captaincy removed anyway before any of this happened.
Is that
irrespective,
right?
Because they felt as though for him to play his best football, it would be easier if he didn't have to worry about being the captain of the side as well. Now, Mitchell likes to be the leader of the side. He likes to be the captain. So there's no doubt that will be that won't sit well with him that he's had to relinquish that. But look, I've seen Mitchell overcome numerous adversities over the course of his career, and I've got no doubt this could well be the flashpoint making of him. So I think we'll see him put his head down, put his bum up, work his ass off at training, and if there's one thing that Junior Pierce is tremendous at, he's a damn good trainer.
Yeah,
he's really a lead in that department, and I think that he'll know he's made a grave error, and he'll want to try and fix everything and get it all back together.
And perhaps he needs to have a big year for another reason. Is Hoops, the money that he's on up there at Newcastle, is it fair to say he is unlikely to sign another deal for that much in Newcastle?
100%. He's looking at a massive, at least a 50% or more haircut. And I think what's happened over the course of the summer off the field has only given the club further reason to go down that road. So I think if Mitch does get an offer to remain at the Knights beyond this season, it'll be on half the amount of dough he's on now. But we should point out he's on damn good money.
And so now Tyson Frizzell comes into the club. He's a leader. He's an experienced Origin player. And Tyson needs a new life, a new lease of life.
I think a change, I think the phrase you're looking for, Anthony, is probably a change could be as good as a holiday for Tyson. And I think we'll see the Knights. I know their plan is to try and use him a little bit differently. The theory was that in recent times, Tyson at the Dragons and for the Blues has been used more as a bit of a battering ram rather than as potentially a real attacking strike weapon. I think the Knights believe that they put him on that right edge. He'll be playing alongside Junior Pierce. And I think they believe that they can form a really strong combination and that they can take Tyson's game in perhaps just subtly different directions and get perhaps a little bit even more out of him. Because, as we know, he's a champion player. He's played for New South Wales. He's played for Australia. He's done it all. What he hasn't been able to do yet is win a premiership. And that's why he's gone to the Knights, because he clearly believes the Newcastle club is a better chance of winning a competition than where he was with the Dragons.
There's a number of players in this Newcastle squad. Now, this is where this year's going to be where they have to stop being promising young kids and consistent NRL players. Bradman Best is obviously one of those blokes.
I love
Tex Hoy, we're going to see a lot more of Tex Hoy.
How good, sir. Hang on. Before we get to Tex, and Tex is a damn good emerging talent as well. Bradman Best, what a player.
Yeah.
Everything about him is tough and mean, and it's very Newcastle. I love the style of football that he plays. I think if he can stay injury-free and remain on the field, the sky is definitely the limit for young Bradman. Look, the big one up there, and you touched on Tex Hoy. Tex absolutely will be an important part of the club's best 17 players, and no doubt he'll see plenty of first grade over the course of the season. But the big one up there, aside from Mitchell Pierce, is Kalyn Ponga. Like, he signed the big contract. He's on massive coin. He is an elite talent. make no mistake about it. Like, he can do things with the football that not too many other players can. His footwork is Benji Marshall-esque when Benji first burst onto the scene. But he hasn't done it consistently. He has not been able to do it consistently. And there's still a debate about whether his best position is going to be fullback or long-term. It's going to be 5'8". There's also a debate about, you know, can he play both sides of the field? It seems as though he can do anything he likes down the left edge, yet on the right side, you don't see him scoring that many points. So Kalen needs a big year. He needs to, football needs to be his top priority. You know, we often see with the younger generation of players coming through that often they like to point out all the other things in their life that they're into. And it's important to have balance. But at the end of the day, he's paid damn good money to be a professional football player. Millions of kids around the country want that opportunity. He needs to knuckle down and show the Knights that he wants to try and take them to a premiership.
Do you think Kalen Pinger, Kalen Ponger, I beg your pardon, not Kalen
Pinger. You were back at Sugar Reef, Anthony. Look out. What's in that Eclipse mince jar? What's in that Eclipse mince tin you're opening up over there?
I meant to say Kalen.
Hey, not three.
Kalen Ponger. Kalen Ponger. If Kalen Ponger performs, Mitch Pearce performs, gets through this other nonsense, then you got blokes around them like Jaden Brayley stays fit, and blokes like the Saifidis.
Yeah, if damn they, good players. Yeah,
Would you be Daniel surprised? Safin. Would you be surprised to see this Newcastle side wrestling out for top four at the end of the year?
The ingredients are all there. Like the roster's strong. Adam O'Brien's obviously a young gun coach on the rise who works his backside off. They've got it all there. It's just the question is, the elephant in the room is, how much of a distraction is what's happened over the summer going to be? Does that drag on, you know, into when we start playing games? I don't think it will. I think the type of club that they are and the type of leaders that they've got around that club, people like Danny Badiris, people like Adam O'Brien, I think that they'll be able to quickly galvanise and focus on what they need to, which is clearly coming out and trying to win footy games. Do I think they could finish in the top four? Absolutely, yeah. Mm. If they play as good as they can and they have a good run with injuries, no question, it's a damn good list.
Okay. This is, of course, the summer session thanks to Brydens as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.